This morning, I'd like to share with you some encouraging words.
就是说，从孤儿成为神的儿女。
And that is from an orphan to become a child of God.
很多时候，我们在庆祝这种母亲节、父亲节。
Often when we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day,
很多时候就变成一个形式而已。
It's become like a tradition.
变成一个表面的一个工作而已。Some work on the surface. OK. 但是我今天早上我要讲这个信息，我希望你用你的心来听这段信息。
So this morning, I hope you can hear my message with your heart.
我们知道经过翻译是很不容易的。
I know it's not easy to go through translation.
但是看法也很重要。
But our perspective is important.
如果我们觉得翻译是双重祝福，就会很容易了。
When we consider translation as double blessing, then it's become a blessing.
我们每一个人都有深深的肉身的父亲。
We all have a father in flesh.
他不是很完美的一个人。
And he is not perfect.
就像你也不完美一样。
Just like you are not perfect either.
我常常听到人家抱怨关于他的父亲。
Many people complain about their father.
等到有一天他做父亲，才发现他父亲做的还不错嘞。
Until he became a father someday and find out, oh, his father wasn't that bad.
不久前我去看我的爸爸。
Not long ago, I went to visit my father.
那天我爸爸的心情很不好。
That day, my father was in a good mood.
我说你还好吗？
I asked him, how are you today?
他说不好。
He said, not good.
我爸爸已经快88岁。
My father is almost 88 years old.
他的现在听力不太好。
And he does not hear well.
所以每次在电话上没有办法跟他讲什么。
So it's really hard to communicate with him over the phone.
然后那天去看他。
So when I went to see him that day,
我就问他说为什么不好啊？
I asked him why you are not feeling well.
连我跟他这样讲话都不能像普通的讲法。
And when I say that to him, I cannot say it normally.
我要到他耳朵边。
I to stand next to his ear.
然后慢慢的说为什么不好吗？
And I to say very slowly, why are you not well?
这一点都不好笑。
This is not funny.
当有一天
Wait until someday,
年纪大了
and you are older,
耳朵听不清楚
and you cannot hear,
就是这样子
just like this.
所以我一直不知道要怎么跟我父亲沟通啊，因为他听不清楚。
So I don't know how to communicate with my dad because he cannot hear well.
有一天我弟弟跟我讲
So one day my brother said to me,
他就说有一个办法。
So there is a solution to this.
你去靠近他最好的那个耳朵。
You stand to her, his good ear.
然后讲话就是那么慢的来讲。
And speak slowly.
所以他回答我说。
So my father answered me.
他说我耳朵也听不见了。
He said, I cannot hear well.
我眼睛也看不清。
And I don't see well.
我怎么会心情好呢？
How can I feel good?
我就在他耳朵旁边。
So I stand next to his ear.
慢慢跟他讲。
And I slowly spoke to him.
我说没有问题啊。
No problem.
我为你祷告啊。
We will pray for you.
耳朵会好一点的。
Your hearing will get better.
因为以前我们替他祷告过。
We have prayed for him before.
然后有好转。
And it improved.
我说眼睛也可以改变的。
I say your vision can change also.
我就讲一些正面的话。
So I try to encourage him with positive words.
他就开始笑了。
He started to smile.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
朋友们。
Friends.
我们的父亲也会老啊。
Our fathers will age.
Amen.
Amen.
当他老的时候就变成倒过来了。
When he gets older, the relationship sort of reversed.
他说当父母年纪老的时候，他们跟儿女的关系倒过来了。
So when parents age, the relationship with their children gets reversed.
儿女要来照顾父母。
So the children has to become parents, take care of their parents.
父母越老越来越像小孩。
And when the parents age, they become more like a child.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
我们有一个天上的父亲。
We have a heavenly father.
他不会老。
He does not age.
Amen.
Amen.
他耳朵永远听得很好。
And his ear will always hear very well.
他眼睛看得很清楚。
And his vision is very clear.
他看到你今天坐在哪里。
Today he sees where you sit.
他知道你的心在想什么。
He knows what your heart is thinking about.
但是他非常爱你。
He loves you very much.
今天早上
This morning,
我要讲的就是从孤儿成为神的儿女。
I want to share with you from being an orphan to become a child of God.
一个人就是有父亲还是可以做孤儿。
A person can be an orphan even though they have an earthly father.
世界上其实今天多半都是孤儿。
Actually, most people are orphans today.
很多时候我自己里面也有孤儿的灵。
And I have an orphan spirit within me too.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我第一个要分享的是一个孤儿的画像。
First of all, I want to give you a portrait.Of an orphan.
耶稣在世界上的时候，他非常有吸引力。
So when Jesus was on earth, he was very attractive.
他吸引许多社会上的边缘人士来听他教导。
He attracted many outcasts to come to him to hear him.
我现在要请我们两个一个姊妹一个弟兄帮我们念一段圣经啊。第一个是中文的，我们请石丁来念，请那个袁山也把它打出来好吗？路加福音第十五章一到二节，还有二十到三十二节，好不好？
So Ruby is going to speak to us. Luke is going to read Luke 15 1 to 2 20 to 32.
站起来吧。众祭司和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。路加福音十五章二十到三十二节。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相隔还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家还远，听见坐了乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病也回来了，把肥牛肚宰了。大儿子却生气，不肯回去进去。他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我没有服侍你这么多年，我服侍你这么多年从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一双山羊羔。一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子何昌妓吞进了你的产业。他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛肚。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。阿门。罗马书第八章十四。
对不起，念到这就好，就请给 Robert,
好。好，
下面不用你。谢谢。Pastor Robert will read for us the story, so the English-speaking people you can listen.
Chapter 15, 1 and 2. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So to give them understanding, he told them the story of the return of the prodigal. And in verse 20, it says, the prodigal, he arose and came to his father. And when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this is my son, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his older brother was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called to one of the servants and asked, What do these things mean? And he said to him, Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry. It would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said, He said to his father, Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I have never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed a fatted calf for him. And the father said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found.
Thank you.
Here, this pair is very familiar to us.
但是我今天的重点不是往常的人一般人所看的重点。
But today I want to share with you from a different perspective.
我们先看一下这故事的背景。
Let's look at the background of this story.
在这故事里面, 有两种人被主耶稣吸引来听到。
There are two types of people that was attracted by Jesus.
这个作者陆江他写得很传神, 他说税吏们跟罪人
So here Luke said that the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus.
他们哀敬耶稣，因为耶稣接纳他们。
They come and gather around to hear Jesus because Jesus accepted them.
今天早上我们也来哀敬耶稣，听耶稣借着牧师对大家分享这一段信息。
So this morning we gather around to hear Jesus through pastor's message.
这两种人是什么人呢？
What kind of people are these two different groups?
这些税吏其实不是像我们今天的 IRS 的人。
So the tax collectors that day is not like our IRS today.
因为他们是犹太人替罗马帝国来向犹太人收税。
So the tax collectors are Jewish people who work for the Roman government to collect taxes.
所以他们等于是帮助敌人来害自己人的人。
So they work for the enemies to exploit their own people.
所以他们是油尖,
So they are very...
they are the traitor.
They are traitors.
而且他们都是很不正直,很腐败的,乱捞钱。
They are very corrupt.
所以这些人是被一般犹太人所看不起的人。
So the Jewish people despise the tax collectors.
然后那个罪人这边通常讲的都是那些 妓女们,
So sinners are the prostitutes.
所以这些人是被当时社会所看不起的人。
So these people are the outcasts of the society.
但是他们很被主耶稣的教导所吸引。
But they were attracted by Jesus' teaching.
因为他们知道他们很差。
Because they know they are pretty bad.
然后有另外一群人。
There's another group of people.
就是文士跟法利赛人。
They are the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
他们是宗教领袖。
They are religious leaders.
他们是社会的领导。
They are the leaders for the community. Society.
他们一看到这些人靠近主耶稣,
When they see all these people come close to Jesus,
他们心里很不高兴,
they are not happy in their heart.
圣经上说他们在心里面就论断主耶稣。
And it says here that in their heart they start judging Jesus.
然后主耶稣都知道,
And Jesus knows what they are thinking.
他们认为说，如果主耶稣真的是从神来的，他就不应该跟这些很差的人在一起。
They think that if Jesus is truly from heaven, he should not be hanging out with these sinners.
主耶稣就回答他们。
So Jesus answered them.
主耶稣有一个特色。
This Jesus had a very special quality.
他在教导里面，他都会讲故事。
He always teach through stories.
他讲故事就在骂你，你都不知道。
So when he's telling through a story, he's really
scoring. 所以他就是回答一个三重的比喻啊。
So he taught through a threefold stories.
在路加福音第十五章。
In Luke 15.
他第一重的是一个失羊的比喻，迷羊的比喻。
So the first parable was about a lost sheep.
是讲到圣子的工作。
It talks about the work of the Father, of the Son of God, being the shepherd.
God the Son's work. 是找那个失迷路的羊。
The shepherd looked for the lost sheep.
只有一只他也去找。
Even though there's only one lost sheep, he go and find him.
第二个比喻是讲到失钱的比喻。
So the second parable is about a lost coin.
就是讲圣灵的工作。
It represents the work of the Holy Spirit.
我请你们仔细听啊，我看今天都是同样的人啊，都是我们自己人。
So today I see most of people here are regular.
你这一段听得清楚，你下面才知道父神的爱是怎么回事。
You need to listen carefully so you understand the Father's heart.
第三个比喻的三重的第三个比喻就讲到天父，我们上帝的心跟他的爱。
So the third parable is talking about the Father's heart and Father's love.
那就在第三重的比喻就讲到这个就是一个浪子们的比喻。
So in the third parable, it's talking about the prodigals.
Sons, yeah. Okay. 那在这个浪子的比喻里面有一个是大浪子一个小浪子是吧
?In this parable, there's a younger prodigal and an older prodigal.
我们那个小浪子的故事我们都知道了。
We all know about the younger son, the younger prodigal.
我们很少注意到这个大浪子。
We hardly notice about the older prodigal.
这就是我今天要讲的。
And this is what I want to talk to you about today.
神今天要我特别跟大家分享这个。
God especially want me to share with you about the older
prodigal. 很多人今天是一个基督徒。
Many people are Christians today.
他可能做基督徒很久。
Maybe they have been a Christian for a long time.
他也在教会里面。
And they have been in the church for a long time.
但是他还是个浪子。
But he's still a prodigal.
就是这个今天讲的比喻。
And just like here in the story.
在这个浪子比喻里很清楚的看见这个这些税吏跟这些罪人就指到小浪子。
So the tax collectors and the sinners refers to the younger prodigal.
然后呢这个文士法利赛人主耶稣用大浪子来指他们。
So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law are the older prodigals.
这是一个很奇怪的事情。
This is a very strange.
这个大浪我就请问大家一些问题啊，你们看我好吧，你们不用看下面。
Everybody look at me.
现在所有经文都念完了，歌也唱完了，表演都完了。就请问一下，这个大浪子有没有住在他爸爸家里面呢？
So did this older prodigal lives with his father?
请问爸爸有没有在家里啊
？Was the father at home？
可是他怎么还在浪荡啊
？So how can he still be wandering around？
今天很多基督徒也一样啊。
So many Christians are like
他已经重生得救了。
The many Christians are born again。
他也接受耶稣基督做救主。
And accept Jesus their Savior and Lord。
可是他还是觉得不够。
But he still feel that it's not enough。
他好像觉得还是孤儿。
He still feel like an orphan。
这个大浪子的身上让我们看到一个孤儿的画像。
So from the older prodigal's life, we see the portrait of an orphan.
刚才我们弟兄姊妹为我们念了很长一段圣经。
A brother and sister just read us the scripture.
我们看到这个大浪子有几个特色。
Let's look at the portrait of an orphan.
第一个，他的人际关系不好。
First of all, he has poor interpersonal relationship skills.
他跟人没有办法相处。
He cannot get along with people.
他跟他爸爸关系不好。
He has bad relationship with his father.
他跟他说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。
He said, I serve you all these years, I never disobeyed you.
我相信他讲那话的时候不是笑嘻嘻讲的。
I don't think he said with a smile.
他是非常生气的。
He was angry.
我这些年替你这个老头做工啊。
All these years I serve you, old man.
翻译得非常好。他跟他爸爸哈、哦没有什么关系啊。
He doesn't have good relationship with his father.
都不要讲个，他跟他爸没什么关系。
Yes, and his father has no relationship.
他只有工作。
He only has a working relationship.
他跟他弟弟关系又怎么样呢？
And how was his relationship with his youngest brother?
你知道他怎么称呼他弟弟吗？
Do you know how he called his younger brother?
他跟他老爸说，你的儿子，哇！
He called your son.
跟那个妓女吞了所有的财。
And he squandered all the money with the prostitutes.
所以一个孤儿的第一个特色。
So the first characteristic of an orphan.
他跟人的关系不好。
He has poor interpersonal relationships.
第二个呢？
Secondly.
他像奴隶般的工作。
And he worked like a slave.
这大儿子工作很认真，但是很不开心啊。
I mean, he was conscientious, working, but he.Did not work with a cheerful heart.
他跟他父亲的反应说：“我服侍你这多年，你从来没有违背过你的命，你没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。”
He told his dad, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobey your orders, and yet you never gave me even a young goat."
So, 非常不开心。
He's not happy.
每天的工作是重担。
Every day's work is a burden.
顺服是苦差事。
And being obedient is very.
It's a hard thing to do.
It's a hard thing to do.
孤儿的第二个特征就像奴隶般的工作。
So the second characteristic of an orphan is like a slave mentality.
工作很认真。
Very conscientious with work.
但是很不快乐。
But not happy.
第三个特征。
Thirdly.
这个一个孤儿的特征，第三个是满了苦毒、嫉妒和惧怕。
So an orphan is filled with bitterness, jealousy, and fear.
这个小儿子回来了。
When the younger prodigal, a younger son came home,
他爸爸非常开心。
His father was overjoyed.
所以他开了一个 party 给他。
So he gave him a party, a welcome home party.
大儿子很不开心的工作回来了。
So the older son wasn't happy coming home from a long day of hard work.
然后他听到这个 party.
And we hear about the party.
他就问他仆人说怎么回事啊？
So he asked his servants, what's going on?
因为他在讲说我做这么多年从来都没有 party.
As I worked hard all these years and I never had a party.
怎么今天有 party 我都不知道。
And today we have a party, I don't even know about it.
哦，原来是我那个没用的弟弟。
So it was that useless young brother.
回来了。
Came home.
什么都没有了。
He has nothing.
臭得要命。
And he's smelly.
那爸爸还给他开一个 party。
And my father still gave him a party.
他非常生气。
He was very angry.
然后他气到一个地步。
He was so angry.
他不进去参加 party.
He refused to go inside to join the party.
因为他心里满了苦毒。
Because in his heart he was filled with bitterness.
也满了嫉妒。
And filled with jealousy.
还满了害怕。
And also filled with fear.
你们知道这个，你知道这个故事，对不对？
You know this story very well.
这个小儿子出去的时候把他那一份财遗产都拿走了，是吧？
So the younger prodigal son left with all his share inheritance.
所以通通都花完了。
And he squandered it.
现在又回来了。
And now he came back.
那剩下来是不是都是属于大哥的？
So whatever's left is all belong to the older brother.
所以爸爸再分的话又把我的那份又分给小弟啊。
So your father still had to, took some of his inheritance and gave it to the younger brother.
所以他很害怕。
So he was fearful.
第四个。
Fourthly.
一个孤儿的特征。
The characteristic of an orphan spirit.
就是忍受而无法享受人生。
He endured life but cannot enjoy it.
他确实是很苦啊。
So he has a really bad life. Unhappy life.
我就想问大家，你说，
ask everyone a question.
你说牧师，你跟这个讲跟我有什么关系啊？
So you say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? How does that relate to me?
我就想问一问啊。
I want to ask you.
我们都是一家人啊。
We're all in the family.
你跟别人的人际关系怎么样啊？
How's your relationship with other people?
第二个，你每天工作是开开心心的工作，还是觉得像奴隶一样啊？
So secondly, when you go to work every day, is it like a slave or do you,
你说,
you're happy to go to work?
你说牧师啊，我是想要做得很开心，但是我老板好难缠哦，哎呀。
You may say, oh, Pastor, I really want to be happy with my work, but you don't know about my boss.
你不知道我们的上级多要求多少啊。
You don't know how demanding my boss is.
不但 boss 还 bosses too 还好几个。
I not only have one boss, I have many bosses.
然后你觉得你的生命里面是满了什么呢？是有很多苦毒、嫉妒和惧怕吗
？How about in your life? Do you have a lot of bitterness, jealousy, and fear?
然后你的人生是忍耐啊，还是想忍受，还是享受啊
？Are you enduring your life or are you enjoying your life?
因为我们在看这个大儿子的这个特征的时候。
Because when we look at the characteristics of this older brother,
我们很容易就看到我们自己的光景。
We can relate and see our condition.
Amen.
Amen.
大儿子的问题在哪里？
What is the problem, the older brother?
因为他是一个孤儿啊。
Because he is an orphan.
他住在爸爸的家，可是没有爸爸。
He lives in the father's home, but he does not have a father.
不是他爸爸的问题。
It's not his father's problem.
是他的问题。
It's his problem.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天有没有爸爸？
Today, do we have fathers?
我了解。
I understand.
特别我们当中，我们的教会是一个很多华人的教会。
Especially our church is our Asian church.
不是 Asian Chinese.
A Chinese church.
是不是说不是 Chinese 就不能来哈？
We are not meaning that you're not Chinese.
但是我们今天这个会众多半是跟中国人有关系的教会。
So most of you here are related to somebody in China.
我们中国人这个父亲啊
，The Chinese fathers
跟这个圣经所讲的父亲不太一样的。
Are very different from the biblical father.
中国人的父亲都是严父哈 ，stern.
The Chinese fathers are very stern.
他们是表达。天父公义的一面哈。
They reflect the justice of God.
中国人的思想是爸爸是要严厉的，妈妈是慈爱的。
In Chinese culture, father has to be stern and mother has to be nurturing.
爸爸妈妈放在一起就是天父了。
When father and mother put together, that's father, only father.
我现在代表爸爸们哈。
So I'm going to represent the fathers.
如果你对你爸爸很不满意。
If you are not happy with your father,
我告诉你为什么他会那个样子。
I'm going to explain to you why he's that way.
第一个，
First of all,
从来没有人教他怎么做爸爸。
Because nobody ever taught him how to be a father.
第二个，
Secondly,
他的爸爸也不知道怎么做爸爸。
And his father doesn't know how to be a father either.
所以他做爸爸都是看他爸爸怎么做，他做一样的。
So he tried to imitate his father, what a father should be.And he didn't have good role models.
第三个，他爸爸的爸爸也不知道怎么做爸爸。
Thirdly, his father's father doesn't have a good father either, a perfect father.
所以一代一代就这样下来。
So from one generation to the next.
所以主耶稣
role model pass on.
主耶稣讲了一个很重要的话。
So here Jesus says something very important here.
主耶稣曾经讲过很重要的话。
So Jesus says something very important here.
In the past. 他说你们要认识真理。
Jesus said, you need to know the truth.
真理就让你得自由。
And the truth shall set you free.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
文化是可以改变的。
We can change the culture.
如果我们相信真理。
If we believe in truth.
我爸爸怎么做爸爸，那是他的责任，那是他要负责的。
So how my father was a father, that's his responsibility.
那是从我们这一代开始。
But from this generation,Our generation.
我们看看我们的天父怎么做爸爸。
We'll see how Heavenly Father is a father to us.
Amen. Amen. 所以如果你怎么对你爸爸再怎么不爽，你还是今天打个电话给他。
No matter how imperfect your father is, please still give him a call.
Okay, 没关系，你尽力翻就好了。但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
不管你的父亲在世或过去了。
No matter your father is still alive or pass on.
不管是很好的关系或者不好的关系。
No matter whether it was a good or bad relationship.
我要告诉你一件好消息。
I want to tell you a good news.
我们的神不但是我们的救主。
Our God is not only our Savior.
他也是我们的父亲。
He is also our Father.
这是一个不得了的事情。
This is an amazing thing.
我的祖父非常严格。
My grandfather was very stern.
因为他是受中国那个孔夫子传统的那一套。
Because he followed Confucius ideology.
就是要 righteousness, 要非常好。
Yeah, you have to be righteous and good.
所以他
Perfect.
他常常这个 discipline, 我不中文没有怎么 discipline 我的爸爸。
So he disciplined my father.
非常严厉的。
Very sternly.
我讲 discipline 是好听啊。
Discipline sounds good.
Sounds
good. But abuse is...
他其实就是打他。
So actually he beat him up a lot.
所以我爸爸从小也不知道什么是父爱。
So my father didn't understand the father's love.
但是他信主以后,
but after he became a Christian,
他真的经历天父的爱,
he experienced the Heavenly Father's love.
他以前跟我讲,
before he told me,
他说儿啊,
he said, son,
我都这么大年纪了,
I'm so old now,
五六十岁了,
50, 60s,
我常常还做噩梦,
I still have my nightmares.
就是早上我的爸爸叫我起来背书,
so my father would wake me up really early in the morning to help, want me to memorize the books.
要背那些诗啊,
I have to memorize all those poems.
没有背好就挨打,
if I don't memorize well, I'll get beaten.
他说我这么大年, 五六十岁, 我想到那还发抖,
and I'm 50, 60 now, and when I think about that, I still trembles with fear.
后来他就说他不再做这样的梦了,
he said, later on, he said, I don't have those nightmares anymore.
因为他得到医治了,
because he received healing.
他知道父亲不是那样子的,
he know that father shouldn't be that way.
Amen.
Amen.
天上的父亲不是这样子,
the Heavenly Father is not like that.
所以一方面, 我们如果父亲的关系不好, 我们父亲对我们好像不理想, 不合理, 我们要饶恕他,
so if we have an imperfect father, let's forgive him.
因为他们也真的不知道,
because they don't know how to be a father.
可是另外一方面,
but on the other hand,
我们可能不能继续他们所走的路,
we cannot continue the way they are.
我另外要讲的就是,
another thing I wanted to share,
你说我是个女的,
you said I'm a woman,
我也没有小孩,
I don't have any kids,
这个做父亲跟我什么关系,
being a father, how does that relate to me?
你可以没有肉身的小孩,
you may not have a children in flesh,
你可以有很多属灵的小孩,
you can have many spiritual children.
Amen.
Amen.
今天这世界太需要父亲了,
the world needs fathers.
你有父亲, 天父的爱, 你就可以做父亲,
if you have the father's love, you can be a father.
Amen.
Amen.
不管你的性别,
no matter what your gender is,
不管你有没有肉身的小孩,
no matter you have children in flesh.
但是如果你要做父亲,
but if you want to be a father,
你先要成为小孩,
you need to be a child first.
你必须成为神的儿女,
you need to become a child of God.
或者你说神的儿女有什么特色呢?
So what are the characteristics of a child of God?
我来念给大家听, 好吗?
Let me read to you.
在罗马书,
in Romans 8,
第八章, 14-17节,
verse 14-17,
他是说, 因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子, 你们所受的不是奴仆的心, 能就害怕, 所受的乃是儿子的心, 叫我们呼叫阿爸父, 圣灵与我们的心, 同证我们是神的儿女, 既是儿女, 便是后世, 就是神的后世和基督同作后世, 如果我们和他一同受苦, 也必和他一同得荣耀, 请玛丽念,
for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ.
非常精彩的经文啊,
this is an amazing scripture.
当一个孤儿他真正知道这段经文在讲什么时候, 他会大声说, Hallelujah!
When an orphan truly understands this passage, he will exclaim, Hallelujah!
我们非常感谢我们的敬拜团,
we really thank to our wonderful worship team.
他们今天真的在带领我们怎么来敬拜天父,
today they led us on how to truly worship our Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢 Irene 在台前示范怎么跳舞,
we thank you Irene for being so free to worship the Lord with dance.
我们当中有多少人觉得有跳舞细胞的举手,
how many people think you have gifts?
举高一点了, 和山举那么低, 你觉得你有那个 potential 可以喜欢跳舞的, 请举手好吗?
How many of you have like to dance, worship the Lord with dance?
请站起来,
please arise.
感谢主, 只有一个男的,
praise the Lord, only two.
哎, 老牧师也站起来, yeah, 很好, 请坐,
okay, please be seated.
我为什么讲这个呢?
Why do I say this?
一个真正天父的儿子, 神的儿女,
a true child of God,
他来敬拜天父的时候,
when he come to worship the Heavenly Father,
很开心的,
he is very joyful.
他才不管旁边人怎么看他了,
he doesn't care what people see about.
Amen.
Oh, think.
这不是 我们教会这样那样，不是，是你跟这个天父有什么关系，是吧？
So it's an expression of your relationship with God.
我们的 Peter 弟兄啊，中文部的 Peter 弟兄。
Peter, brother Peter.
我看他敬拜的时候，真是管不管你那么多，他真的就跟 Daddy Daddy， 他就是。
Our brother Peter really have freedom.
Peter 都五十几岁了啊。
And he's over 50.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
这是一个属灵的原因在里面。
It's a spiritual reason.
你必须。要有神儿女的灵在你里面。
You need to have the spirit of being a child of God.
不然那个上帝是很远的。
Otherwise, God is very distant.
你可以唱啊，在外面做很多动作，就是外面的一个动作。
Outward can have a lot of actions, but inward there's nothing.
因为他这边讲到一个神的儿女的第一个特征就是，他是被神的灵所引导。
Here, a child God is being led by the Holy Spirit.
他必须有神的灵在里面引导他。
He has a spirit of God leading him.
当然，你要学怎么跳舞，你不能只有神的领导就乱跳一气，人家也会教你怎么来跳，这个都很好的。但是更重要是你的这个动力是什么 ？Amen.
So it's very important, your motivation when you dance.
我们在神面前跳舞，不是要让人家看，你看我的手势多棒啊，你看多好看啊，我的脚多长啊，等等，哎。
Our dance is not a performance.
No, 你没有 translate 出来 more than that.
It's my part. In summary.
因为你在敬拜的时候，你的焦点是你被敬拜的那一位。
Because when you worship, your object is the one you worship.
所以不在乎你唱的歌是现在的，是传统。
So it doesn't matter what kind of song you sing, contemporary or traditional.
因为敬拜也是反映很多文化，是不是？
Because our worship reflects a lot of culture.
我们灵粮堂的敬拜文化就是很热情的。
So the 灵粮 church style worship is very lively.
Expressive.
Expressive.
Globally 都是一样，三百多个灵粮堂都是一样的。
So 灵粮 church over 300 churches, they are all like that.
在非洲更厉害，非洲的更厉害。
In Africa, it's even more expressive. They dance like a chicken.
他们还穿他们传统服装哈。
That's true. We've seen them dance.
所以一个神的儿女的第一个特征，他是被神的灵所引导。
So the first characteristic of a child, guys, that she,he's been led by the Spirit of God.
我们感谢主，神的灵在我们当中。
I praise the Lord that God's Spirit is here.
我是鼓励你好好听下面要讲，这个非常重要。
I encourage you to pay attention to the following.
因为你真正成为神的儿女。
Because you have truly become a child of God.
然后你真正照那个应许来活的话。
And you live through.
According to the promise.
According to that promise.
所有成为神儿女的内涵你都有。All the contents as a son of God, child of God, you have that. 你会非常的开心的一个人。
You will be a very joyful person.
我现在换一个问题问了，你们当中有多少人希望很开心，每一天都过很开心？
How many people want to be joyful every day?
怎么能开心呢？
How can you be joyful?
你要知道有一个人罩着你，我看他怎么翻哈。
You have to know that there's one who created you.
If you know someone who take care of you, 是不是？我们现在很多的困难就是很多不知道将来会怎么样，是不是？
All our problem we are fearful because we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
我再过一个礼拜要去照这个肠镜啊，哎呀。
So you know we are going to go for a colonoscopy.
哎呀，我看到他进来的那个信，我就很紧张啊。
I get very nervous when I see all the instructions.
七天前要做什么？六天前做什么？三天前做什么？两天前做什么？哎呀，我看了都害怕，我看了就不想做。
When I see the instruction, what I need to do 7 days before, 3 days before, 2 days before, when I look at that, I want to cancel the appointment.
我真的想 cancel.
I really want to cancel the appointment.
不止我这样想，好多人接到这信都想 cancel.
Not only me, a lot of people receive that instruction, they want to cancel too.
因为很害怕。
Because I'm fearful.
他把东西插到你的肠里面去。
With that tube going to my colon.
万一里面发现有什么怎么办？
And what happened? They find something in there.
万一这个这那个怎么办？
What's going to happen?
我们人生在世是不是有很多不确定啊？
There are a lot of unpredictable things in our life, isn't it?
是不是啊？
Is that right?
但是你知道吗？
But do you know?
不是神的儿女。
If you are not a child of God.
我不是说你，我说不是神的儿女。It's not necessarily you, anybody.
A person who is not a child of God.
他对于不确定的事情
And when you look at uncertainty,
他的反应
his reaction
一定是害怕
is fear,
一定是忧虑
is worry.
如果他不害怕不忧虑他就不正常
If he's not fearful or anxious, he's not normal.
因为他不知道会怎么样
Because he don't know what's going to happen.
但是如果你是神的儿女
But if you're a child of God,
神说你有另外一个可能
God said, you have another possibility.
你不需要害怕。
You don't need to fear.
你不需要忧虑。
You don't need to worry.
因为我是你的 daddy.
Because I'm your daddy.
这个不容易啊。
This is not easy.
这个 Rocky 他想他爸爸。
Rocky, when he think about his father.
我看他今天唱歌就知道他跟他爸爸关系不错。
When I see him sing the song, I know he has very good relationship with his father.
在美国这个世代。
In today's day and age in America.
有哪一个年轻人早上五点钟会起来的
How many sons will wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
美国的年轻人现在早上五点钟才睡觉
Today the American youth go to bed at 5 a.m.
他早上五点起来打电话给他爸爸
So Rocky woke up at 5 a.m.
还弹这个歌给他听啊我好嫉妒他的爸爸
He woke up at 5 a.m. to sing this song to his dad. I'm so jealous.
到哪里找这样的儿子
How can he find such a son?
为什么 Rocky 会这样呢
Why?Rocky would do such a thing.
因为他跟他爸爸有关系啊。
Because he has a relationship with his father.
Amen.
Amen.
因为他爱他的爸爸。
Because he loves his father.
我们跟天父也是一样。
Same with us, with our heavenly father.
你跟天父开始有关系了以后。
When you have a relationship with the heavenly father.
你会相信他会照顾你啊。
You will believe that he will take care of you.
我们人生永远充满了未知啊。
Our lives filled with uncertainty.
将来永远是未知。
In the future is always uncertainty.
你需要计划。
You need to plan.
你也需要有方法。
You need to have strategies.
你求问神怎么计划，怎么用方法。
You ask God for your plans.
但是你最后一定要交托。
But at the end, you need to surrender.
你要相信神的带领。
You need to believe in God's guidance.
Amen.
Amen.
很多事情我们没有办法操控的。
There's many things we cannot control.
所以第一个特征成为神的你要被神的灵所引导。
So the first characteristic of being a son of God is being led by the son of, by the spirit of God.
如果你要被神的灵引导你必须先要有神的灵在你里面。
So you want to be led by the spirit of God. First of all, you need to have the spirit of God in you.
你要有神的灵在里面你第一个先要重生得救才行。
So in order to have the spirit of God in you, you need to bebe truly born again.
你要重生得救，你必须要口里承认，心里相信，接受耶稣基督到你生命里做救主与主啊，这很长，一定要翻得清清楚，不能打折扣。
So to be born again, you need to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Lord, is the Savior and Lord.
你必须这样做，你才会神的灵到你里面。
And we do that, the Spirit of God will come and live inside of you.
你开始可以听见神对你的带领。
First, initially, you can hear it's the Spirit of God's leading in your life.
神做神的儿女的第二个特征是你受的是儿子的心，不是奴仆的心。
And secondly, being a child of God, you don't have spirit of being a slave, but have spirit of sonship.
很多今天基督徒觉得是一个奴仆。
Many Christians feel like they are a slave.
因为他们要做做做做，不做不做很多事情。
They feel they have to do this and do that.
And don't do this and don't do that.
And don't no do and don'ts.
我们不是说不做了
We're not saying that we should not do anything
而是我们是很快乐的活出来
But we joyfully serve
因为你跟神的关系不是一个奴隶跟主人的关系
Because your relationship with God is not between a slave and a master
而是一个父亲跟儿子他很爱你的关系
But it's a loving father-son relationship
第三个
Thirdly
我们做神的儿女有时候会怀疑啊
So often being a child of God we can have doubts
你说如果神怎么这么爱我为什么让我生这个病为什么我被 lay off 为什么有这个那个很不顺利啊
So you may doubt about God's love for you when you get lay off or you had a serious illness or anything unfortunate happens to you
或者你的老板很苛刻啊
Or you have a very nasty boss
但是这边说内住的圣灵跟你的心同证你是神的儿女
Here you say that the Spirit of GodTestify with your spirit that you're the son of God.
非常重要。
And this is very important.
我们在很困难的时候。
In very hard time.
撒旦会给你一个声音。
Satan will say to you.
上帝不爱你啊。
God doesn't love you.
上帝忘了你。
God has forgotten you.
或者他又说，因为你最近都没有读经祷告，所以这就是给你的处罚。
So this is your judgment and punishment because you haven't spent time with God.
我发现很多人
，I find out many people，
他们对上帝的观念
，and their perception of God，
是一个很严厉、很难缠的一个老头。
If they the perception of God is a very old, stern man，
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
因为有一个人。
Because one time, a person,
他拿了一张 ticket.
He got a ticket.
他在高速公路上被拿了一张超速的 ticket.
He got a speeding ticket.
我就跟他问他说：“你觉得怎么样？”
I asked him, "How do you feel?"
哎，我知道这神在处罚我。
I know it's God punishing me.
因为我最近都没有好好聚会。
Because I didn't fellowship. I didn't go to fellowships recently.
其实他就开车不守秩序而已。
Actually, it's because he didn't abide by the rules.
我觉得神一点都没有处罚他。
I don't think God punished him.
神非常爱他。
God loves him.
他开车乱开开那么快。
Because he sped on the freeway.
上帝就派一个警察去保护他。
So God sent a policeman to protect him.
就给他开一张单子。
Gave him a ticket.
但是那单子很贵。
But that ticket is very expensive.
因为他的生命更贵。
Because his life's even more valuable.
但是你看这个人对这个事情的反应就看出来他对他天父的看法是怎么样。
But you see, this person's reaction to the ticket reveals his perception of the Heavenly Father.
你们有多少人拿到 ticket 觉得说啊感谢赞美主上帝派警察保护我的。
How many of you got a ticket and say, oh, thank the Lord, he sent a policeman to come and protect me.
我知道那个保护费很高啊。
I know that petition fee is pretty high.
但是这个我故意讲这样，我讲这样一个，就让你看到我们对神的看法常常影响我们跟他的关系，是不是
？So our perception of God affects our relationship with Him.
所以我们需要圣灵来改变我们的看法。
So we need the Holy Spirit to come and adjust our perception.
所以我们跟天父才能亲近。
So we can be draw closer to Heavenly Father.
第四个，做神的儿女，这是好事啊，这更好的，越来越好。我们是神的后世，要从他得到丰盛的产业。
So being a child of God, we are heir of God, who, and we can inherit, have great inheritance.
这个经文通常人家看到这就睡觉了。
Many people when they read this part of scripture, they fall asleep.
他这边经文特别讲说，因为你跟我是神的儿女。
Because you and I are children of God.
所以我们就是他的后代。
So we are heirs.
所以老爸有什么财产，你也跟着分。
So whatever.God has is yours.
有多少人想跟上帝分财产的举手
？How many people love to have God's inheritance？
大部分都不太信啊。
Well, a lot of you don't believe that.
你不要急着吃饭，这个比那个吃饭更好，这个财产比那个更好。
Okay, this inheritance is better than our lunch. Lunch.
我们今天 lunch 也不错了。
We have good lunch today.
因为有加菜。
Because we added.
他这边讲到，因为我们成为神的儿女。
Because we have become children of God,
我们就跟主耶稣同样都是神的儿女了。
So we like Jesus are sons of God.
所以我们就有产业。
So we have inheritance.
有什么产业呢
？What kind of inheritance?
产业是记载在腓立比书第一章。
So the inheritance listed in Philippians 1.
Yeah, 腓立比书。哦，说错了，以弗所书第一章。
It's in Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节到十四节
，verse three and four。
你有空你可以自己看。
You have time to take a look.
它有几个，它有几个这个一个产业。第一个就是被拣选。
The first inheritance that you have been chosen.
弟兄姊妹们，不是你拣选上帝，上帝拣选你。
It's not you choose God. God has chosen you.
上帝是这宇宙的王，他拣选你。那么多人里面说，就是你，史丁。
God is the creator and maker of heaven and earth, and he said, I have chosen you.
然后他看到 Christina 亮说，就是你 ,Christina.
And he saw Christina said, Christina, I chose you.
看到 Angela 说，就是你。
Angela, God chose you.
看到 Scott 说，就是你，那个长得高高的那个，帅帅的那个。
This tall, handsome guy, God said, I chose you.
真的是神拣选你，知道吗？
God is the one who chose you.
神看到那个 Peter, 他知道他很需要爸爸，他就拣选他。
So God saw Peter, and he knows that he needs a father, so he chose him.
所以敬拜赞美的时候，他就哇 ，Daddy, Daddy， 因为他真的感受到 Daddy love.
So when he worshiped, he said, "Daddy, Daddy, I worship you."
这是属灵的第一个福气啊。
This is the blessing of.
后面还讲我们的罪得到赦免。
And secondly, our sins are forgiven.
你不要小看罪得赦免是一个不得了的事情。
Yeah, don't to be have your sins forgiven is a great thing.
我们常常在教会听多了，就是哎呀，这好像属灵口号，哈哈，罪得赦免，哈利路亚。
We hear so much about forgive our sins being forgiven because it becomes a slogan.
你要知道，一个人罪不能得赦免，好痛苦的事情。
You know when a person's sin cannot be forgiven, that's a very painful thing.
世界上所有的宗教都在研究这问题，怎么样让我的罪得赦免？
All the religions are trying to find out how can their sin be forgiven.
他们没有办法解决这问题。
They cannot solve their problem.
他们就要做好事，做好事，一直做，一直做。
They try to deal with it by doing a lot of good works.
但是你成为神的儿女，你的罪疚，你里面的羞耻感跟罪恶感可以拿开呀，这是不得了的事。
When you become a child of God, your guilt and shame are taken away.
属灵的福气，另外一个是成为圣洁。
And thirdly, to be a child of God is to become holy.
这个圣洁不是只是不犯罪而已。
Holiness is not talking about not to sin.
圣洁的意思是高超的，高超高超那一位。
The being holy is that high and up lofty one.
Yeah, 非常高超的。
Very high up there.
你成为神的儿女。
When you become a child of God.
神能让你非常的高超高超。
God can lift you up to where he is at.
你很会唱歌，神会让你唱的非常高超高超。
If you are very good in singing, you'll be even better.
我们的 Ricky 他的身体很好，他喜欢运动。
Our brother Ricky is very athletic.
神会让 brother Ricky 的 athletic 非常高超高超。
So God will increase his ability as an athletic athlete.
那个是真正的 holy 的意思。
And that's why holiness means.
是高超卓越的，没有人比的那一位。
It's high and lifted up, lofty.
Amen.
No one can compare.
我们的 Irene 很会跳舞，她将来跳得越来高超高超。
Irene is a very good dancer, and she's going to dance better and better.
所以我们成为神的儿女是有产业的。
So when we become a child of God, we have inheritance.
你回去看以弗所书，你今天有空就回去看以弗所书第一章三到十四节。
When you go home, you take a read Ephesians 1.
Verse 3 to 14. 你可以跟神说，我就要这个福气。
You tell God, I want this inheritance.
你说，上帝，这是你说的。
God, you said, you promised.
我们怎么样从孤儿可以转变成神的儿女呢？
How can we become an orphan to become a child of God?
有几个关键。
There are few keys.
第一个。
First of all.
在信仰上呢，要从一个宗教建立跟父神的关系。
In our belief, we need to turn from being religious to having a relationship with God.
The Father. 第二个，对父神的心态要从奴仆的心转到儿女的心。
And we need to change from the spirit of being a slave to the spirit of sonship.
第三个。
Thirdly.
就是对于人生将来的不确定要完全交托于神。
So facing life and the uncertainty of the future, we need to be totally surrendered to God and trust in God.
怎么做？我刚才都已经讲过了。
How to do this, I already share with you.
在马太福音第六章。
In Matthew 6:31-33.
他那边讲得很清楚。
It's said very clearly.
主耶稣说，你不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
God said, don't worry about what you eat, what you drink.
哎，我觉得主耶稣讲这很幽默。
I think Jesus is funny here.
因为他知道将来听这个里面有很多是女性。
You know, a lot of people who read this passage are women.
穿什么很重要。
What you wear is very important.
对很多的女性来说，穿什么很重要。
To a lot of women, what you wear is very important.
他说，你不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
He said, do not worry about what you eat, what you drink, or what you wear.
因为你天上父亲都知道。
Because your heavenly father knows it all.
你们不要像那些外邦人，他们非常忧虑这个。
Don't be like pagans, they worry about all these things.
因为他们不认识我是他们的父亲。
Because they don't know that I am their heavenly father.
但是你要先求神的国跟神的义。
But you need to seek me first and my kingdom.
这一切都要加给你。
And all these things shall be added unto you.
这就是天上的父亲对你今天所说的。
And this is what God the Father wants to tell you today.
你必须要从一个宗教出来。
You need to come out from your religiosity.
下礼拜天你来聚会的时候，你早点来。
When you come to worship God,Next week, come a little bit earlier.
因为是宗教，所以就会迟到。
Because it's a religious activity, that's why you're late.
我不是说 you, 我说就会，你翻得不对，不是讲你，我是说一般来讲。
And most people, religious person come to worship.
也不是 come to worship. Most of people, when you view go to church as a religion, likely you'll be late. 因为就是要 do something. But if you have the relationship with this Heavenly Father, you will be early because you cannot wait to worship with other family member. Amen? 如果我讲的这个是非常重要的，弟兄姊妹们，你不要急，这是最重要的时刻。
So this is a very important moment.
人生就是太多不重要的事情一直在做，就变成今天这个样子。
Okay, so we do too many important things in life, that's why we became this way.
什么是重要的呢?
What is important?
在永恒里面能够存在的是重要的事情。
What lasts for eternity is what's important.
其他的都是 urgent things.
Right? Yeah, those are urgent things.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要放慢我们的脚步。
We need to slow down.
第二个, 我们需要花点时间听听自己心里的声音。
Secondly, we need to listen to the voice within.
第三个, 听完自己心里声音, 我们去找跟天父谈话。
So after we listen to the voice within, let's go and talk to the Father.
我们不是平白没东西乱讲一气。
We don't just, say whatever.
我们要读神的话。
We need to read God's word.
借着神的话跟神的灵, 天父会对你说话。
God speak to us through His Word and through His Holy Spirit.
求主与我们同在。
And the Lord be with us.
我们全部起立好吗?
Let's arise.
我们每个人都闭上眼睛好吗?
Let's close our eyes.
我就想请问我们当中有多少人，你真的很乐意改进你跟天父的关系？
How many of you really decide to improve your relationship with your Heavenly Father? It's not only information in your mind.
你真的要跟这个天父有一个父子的关系，父女的关系。
You really want to have a relationship with your Heavenly Father.
请你举手好吗?
Please raise your hand.
手不要放下，我为你祷告。
Don't put down your hand. I'm going to pray.
主耶稣，我求你祝福我们举手的每一位弟兄姊妹跟朋友们。
Lord, I ask you to bless everyone who raised their hand.
求你的灵在他们身上做工。
May your spirit work in their life.
你的圣灵就开始有一种温暖的感觉。
May you give them the warmth of your love.
因为你爱他们每一位。
Because you love each one of them.
求主真的成为他们的父亲。
May you truly become their father.
在这个父亲节的 重要的主日,
on this important Father's Day,
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
父神,
Heavenly Father,
因为你是我们的父亲,
because you are our Father.
祷告奉主的名求,
in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐,
please be seated.
下面我们要为所有的父亲祝福。
The following one to bless every father here.
我们请所有的父亲先站立好吗?
Fathers, would you please arise?
我们请他通通到台上来。
Please come forward.
今天有好多父亲要来的还没来，还在路上。请你们上台好吗?
Please come up to the stage.
我们有一个小小的礼物给你们。
We have a little gift for you.
照相机准备啊, 那个负责照相人跑哪去了? 等一下啊。 我们今年送的礼物很实用的。
We have a very practical gift for the fathers.
是一个 OK 往这边可以摸着塞。我们送的是一个工具匣，这里面可以打开，可以用螺丝起着等等，还有一个手电筒。
We have a little tool kit for them.
Yeah, 如果你不这些父亲，你如果不知道怎么用，你可以问Dorian。
If you don't know how to use that, you ask Dorian.
他是挺专家的。He's
an expert in that.
我们先把礼物送给他们，我们再为他们祝福好吗？
Let's give them the gift, then we'll bless them. Are you sure no other fathers in the audience?
我们, 像都造完了吗? 啊, 继续造哈。 我们感谢这些父亲啊。
We thank God for all these fathers.
有多少位啊, 今天代表?
10.
刚好10个, 啊, 非常, 连牧师11个, 啊, 连天父12个, 啊, 一打。 造完了吗? 好,我们请这个所有的父亲围一圈,好吧?
Fathers, can you all gather in a circle, please?
我们这个父亲要出发,要打仗了。 围成一圈,好吧?
Okay, let's all gather in a circle.
我们请所有人都起立,好吗?
Everybody arise.
我们举手为他们祝福。
Let's raise our hand and pray for them.
我们请 Robert 牧师来为, 他是最年长的父亲在这里, 来代表, 代表, 天父来祝福我们这些父亲们。
Our eldest father, Pastor Robert, will pray the blessing over our fathers.
Heavenly Father, we just praise your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that these are sons. Sons that have always had fathers.
父神，我们感谢你，这些是儿子们。
And now you've made them fathers.
他们是儿子,
they will be fathers for all time. They will be fathers in heaven.
They'll
be sons in heaven. Lord wants to bless you right now. He's going to bless you with the gift of justice.
神要祝福你们有, 这个公义的灵,
the gift of mercy.
有怜悯的灵,
and the gift of faith.
还有信心的灵,
these gifts 恩赐, you will receive.
这些恩赐, 你要接受这些恩赐,
and these gifts you will pour into the lives of your children.
你要把这些恩赐浇, 浇灌在你的儿女的身上。
Okay, now what I want you to do, I want you to start saying together,
你们要,
Abba, Father, and roll back and forth. Abba, Father.
就讲天上的父亲,
more, keep saying it.
Abba, Father.
Father.
Abba, Father.
Ah, Father. Because your Spirit and the Holy Spirit witnesses that you are adopted, truly adopted,
Amen.
Truly children,
Father.
Sons of God.
Father.
Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you for the Father. Happy Father's Day. Okay. 我们聚会今天到此结束。
We conclude our worship here.
欢迎你们每一个人都参加今天的午餐。
Hope you can all join us for our lunch fellowship.
祝大家父亲节快乐。
And happy Father's Day.